Welcome to the Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk, a show committed to educating, empowering, and entertaining you while saving you thousands. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. It's time to gain knowledge and become the guardian of your financial future. I want to thank our sponsor, Cornerstone Mortgage, known for having the lowest rates and the smoothest closings.
If you have a question you would like addressed on the air, you can call or text the show at 314-472-DOUG. That's 472-DOUG, which is 3684. All the information from our show is on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com.
Smartwithyourmoney.com, and also be sure and look us up on Facebook at Doug Haldeman Show on Facebook and hit that like button. We are at almost 3,000 likes now.
Yay!
Pretty exciting.
It is exciting.
Well, and smartwithyourmoney.com is really explains what our show is all about. And if you guys have been listening for several weeks, or we have some people who have been listening to us for 4 years now.
Yep.
They know what our show is all about.
Thank you very much, by the way.
To me or to listeners?
To the listeners. For 4 years of listening.
Well, thank you very much to you, Tammy, for co-hosting with me for 4 years now.
Well, I've been off and on. It really hadn't been the whole 4 years, because if you remember, I just would sometimes sneak in, and then we decided to kind of make it our thing.
Well, by popularity of the listeners,
yeah,
they kind of demanded, we want more of Tammy and less of you, buddy.
That's not entirely true.
I get that a lot. No, I'm kidding. All right. Well, in our personal lives here, you know, Mother's Day is a little bit in the past now, and happy belated Mother's Day to you.
Right. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, we did a best of show last week, so we kind of took a time off for Mother's Day.
When I hear people saying that they want to know like who we are as hosts a little bit, so you know, Tammy, you are the mother of eight.
Yes.
And the grandmother of one.
Yes. He just turned three. It's so hard to believe.
Well, and what's your... our grandson just turned three, and then our kids go all the way down to 8 years old.
Right. All the way up to 26.
Yeah, which a lot of people have heard our son Derek on the air.
Yeah, he's been on.
So what was your favorite moment this week as a parent? I know you had a little toothpaste Picasso incident.
I did. Yep, cleaning house, waited while the kids were at school, and I took some time off to clean, do the deep clean. All the moms out there know all about the deep clean. That's when you actually move stuff.
Yes, you actually scrub it. It's not just putting stuff away.
And so, much to my surprise, I went up to the bathroom sink in the kids' bathroom and found a little Picasso art in the sink. It was quite cute.
And you want to tell what it was?
It was toothpaste.
And what did it make?
It was a happy face of sorts.
Yeah,
it was Picasso.
Yeah, it's about half a tube of toothpaste squeezed out, a small tube, that is. It was a little travel tube, and they thought they'd make a smiley face out of the toothpaste.
Yeah.
And it's been there for a little while, so I'm sure it was nice and hard to wash out of there,
wasn't it? Wasn't that bad. Nope.
Wasn't that bad?
Nope, not too bad.
You're a good scrubber, then. We also had our daughter Ashley won regionals in acrobatic gymnastics this week, which is pretty cool watching
that. Yeah, it was really cool. She
looked
great.
Proud of her. Mm-hmm. Another big hit this week was our new hoverboard. Okay, so here's the thing about hoverboards. And when we say smartwithyourmoney.com, okay, what we really mean is it's not that you can't spend money, but if you're going to spend it, try to be smart with it. So hoverboards is an example. They were $400 just at Christmas time. Mm-hmm. And I wanted one really badly for the kids. Not really.
No,
it was
him.
For me.
Yeah, okay. Let's get it straight, babe.
Well, my real goal was I want to learn to juggle on the hoverboard.
Right.
Dangerous objects, of course.
No.
So, no.
I vote no.
Yeah, that's, you know it's going to happen. All right, but anyway, I wanted the hoverboard, but I held off. Okay, so here we are 5 months into the year, and we had our regular flea market, you know, morning. Okay,
which we talked a little more about. Yes, I like the flea market.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we love the flea market. So, but now the $400 hoverboard is down to $200 at the flea market.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about a big hit with the kids, man. They absolutely loved it.
Yes, it became, because you're at work when I go to pick them up and bring them back home. So we had scheduled times, and I had to set timers and the whole nine yards. So,
well, and I'll give some quick advice to anybody that gets one for their kid. Let them learn on the carpet, not on the concrete, like we helmets. Started. Our son Evan did a face plant and bounced his head off the pavement. Wasn't good.
He survived. He was fine.
He's still alive, yeah. Didn't have his glasses on, fortunately.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about the flea market, Tammy, because...
Right. This is where you can be smart with your money.
You can get some bargains if you're shopping,
you can.
Right?
You can. And I honestly, I bought most of all my stuff here at the house and at the staging when I staged the flip property. I bought everything from flea markets or thrift stores or things like that.
Or Craigslist.
Secondhand stuff. It's really about looking beyond what it is. So, you know, I think I pointed out a pot to put plants in. And you're like, oh, well, you got to paint it. I'm like, no, it's perfect. And you're like, what?
Perfect all rustic as it
is. Right. So it's, you know, sometimes it depends on the taste and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, there's actually a plan. And I like to get up early. And I wanted to go early to the flea market. And I think you would have waited until about 11, probably.
That's quite possible.
And that's that you can 11 is not a bad strategy if you're wanting to get to the end, and a lot of vendors are willing to negotiate even more.
But a lot of good stuff is gone.
A lot of the good stuff is gone. In the beginning, if you go early, you might pay a little bit more, but there's more chance to get the things that you're really looking for.
Yeah, so when you look at, you know, well, one of the other things we'll throw in there too is we brought our son Evan with us to the flea market, and usually we'll bring multiple kids with us. Great learning opportunity for kids. You give them a set amount of money. So with him, it was $20. And my rule that I gave him when we got there was you can't pay full price for anything.
Right.
Because the whole purpose is, it's teaching him to negotiate.
Right.
Last time we were there, the coolest find they bought was a fog machine.
Yes.
They came out of there with a fog machine, and they had so much fun with that until it set off our smoke alarms.
Right. Evan built a cardboard house and made a chimney.
Yes, you see smoke pouring out of the chimney.
Fog machines.
That was great.
Right. So, it is teaching them how to negotiate young, and it also helps you as an adult. You know, to be respectful, you ask the vendor how much something is, and you get in your head what it is you would like to pay. And all you can do is throw it out there. You don't want to do lowball. That's pretty rude. It's a little bit disrespectful if someone says it's $80 and you come back and say, would you take 10?
Right. Don't waste their time.
That's not cool. But, you know what the product is going ahead. So do some shopping at the retail stores and see how much a candle is, or whatever it is that you're looking for.
But, and I don't go with the thought process that you absolutely have to negotiate in every item, because take like our best finds at the last trip to the flea market, I felt like there was a vendor who bought out a staging company.
Yeah, which is exactly what I needed.
It was exactly what you needed, and they had some really cool pieces. What would you call those?
Up.
Like bronze?
Well,
metal
they're
pieces?
metal vases and bowls and buckets and just all kinds of
types of things you'd sit
things
around
I can
on
do,
shelves or
and
on
I can spray paint those any color I needed. So I know you like the bronze, but I can paint them red if I need to, or paint them white, or you know, make them look old or whatever.
And what would you think those pieces would go for if you're seeing them new in a store?
Well, they're around $35 to $40. Some of those can go any more than that when you're at Home Goods or at home or
even a lot of online places.
Yeah.
And how much did you pay for them there?
$5.
Yeah, $5 each. So I didn't feel right even negotiating off, because that was such a good deal that I wanted to back the truck
up. No, he ended up giving me stuff anyway.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because he liked you. And you bought a... He also had a whole bag of the decorative pillows.
He had pillows. I mean, there were 10
It was
pillows,
10 of them for $10.
$10, right? So I can make slip covers. I can...
Yeah, IKEA, you can buy covers for them cheap.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, all kinds of possibilities.
Right, right. And so that all worked out great. And then he had pictures there for $5. And the frames themselves, I can't buy frames for $5.
No,
for the size
close.
That they were pretty big. 24 by 32, a couple of them. And
when all the stuff was in perfect condition.
It was perfect condition.
It was as good as new. If it wasn't actually new,
right,
it looked like it was new.
Right, right.
Well, I loved it. I loved the, I love the tools, blood sensor you can buy there. You have to watch the electronics.
Electronics you need to watch out for. Make sure that you can test it, plug it in somewhere. Some vendors will have electricity. Some will allow you to take it somewhere to go test it, or they'll come with you to go test it.
Well, and if you buy something in a box, I'll give you an example. Like I bought, not this last time, but two times ago at the flea market, I bought two digital thermostats for your house.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was fine, and the second one was missing a vital piece where it was totally useless.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not open the thing up and look at it in detail. Lesson there, I should have. Go to the flea market, and you can find so many good bargains
if you
go there. It's a great way to be smart with your money. Any other quick tips, Tammy?
Make a list. Do your research. Bring something to carry your good finds in, or have a husband that doesn't mind carrying this stuff back to the car for you. Go early.
You might want to bring a wagon or something to carry it all.
And really, truly be smart with your cash. Be cognizant of and bring smaller bills.
Or be smart with your money.com.
Right.
All right. To see this information or re-listen to this segment, visit our website at smartwithyourmoney.com.
Mm-hmm.
And coming up, we're going to be talking about the 19 things that new homeowners should do immediately to be able to save money. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.